Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word is life to those who find it. It is health and healing to our flesh. Father, as we open your word today, I ask, Father, that you open our eyes. Let us see deep within your word, Father, and let faith be released. And we give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you ready? This is my Bible. It is God speaking to me. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today I'm a believer. Therefore I'm a receiver. I do believe. I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me today in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, give our podcast listeners a nice hand clap. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're glad they're listening. Thank you, Lord. So, yeah, amen. I don't know if you know that today is Pentecost. Hallelujah. A lot of churches are out there today celebrating the day of Pentecost. So I wanted to start with that scripture today, but God wants us to stay in faith, and I'll show you why here in a minute. Because, see, I'll tell you what, this would never have happened if they didn't believe.
That's right.
See, if they didn't believe what the Lord had spoken, they wouldn't even have been there.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? Amen? But guess what? They believed the word. They believed what was said, and they were obedient to that word, and then they showed up. So, amen. Go to Acts chapter 2. Praise God. My Bible, at the titling, it says, Coming of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I can take that. I'd like to have that today. The coming of the Holy Spirit. You know, he's already come, by the way, right? Yes, amen. He lives and abides in us. All right, hallelujah. Acts chapter 2 says this, that when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all, everybody said all?
All
with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to, are you ready now? Speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. Amen. So I guess speaking in other tongues is the presence of the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Right on?
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And we see when the Holy Spirit showed up, we see as you keep reading and things of that nature that they all, you know, looked like they were drunk. And wow, these guys are drunk. No, they're not drunk. This is what Jesus talked about. You know, this is what Joel said. You know, and this is beginning to take place. Well, I don't know about you, but there are churches out there today that are having this take place. They're calling it revival.
Yeah.
Is what they're calling it. They call it revival. That's the easiest word, I guess. I like to call it the Holy Spirit presence. Amen. I believe that it's more than being revived. I believe it's being refreshed. I believe that there's a reason why he's showing up. He's doing something that's very important to that body. Amen. And yeah, strengthening, giving them endurance. You know, just when the presence of the Lord shows up, that encourages me.
Awesome.
It's encouraging to me. It makes me say, well, praise God, God's not forsaken me. Even though the devil will try to tell you that he has. Right? He'll lie to you. He always does. He's a liar. So, amen. But you see that then when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all in one accord. And this is why it takes faith. This body, if we want what they're calling revival, if we want what I like to call the Holy Spirit's presence, amen, doing the, see, when he shows up, he does something. You ready? He does the will of the Father.
Amen.
He does the Father's will.
Yes.
So if it's the Father's will for you to be healed, then we want the Holy Spirit to show up.
Yes.
Now, is it the Father's will for you to be healed?
Yes.
Hallelujah, that's a good resounding yes. Yes, it is. Amen. It is the Father's will for you to be healed, and the Holy Spirit does the Father's will.
Amen. Yes.
Now, the Holy Spirit reacts to or responds to something that you must know. He responds to the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You see, that name is what gives us the power here in this earth.
Yes.
The authority, let me say. That name gives us the authority. The Holy Spirit gives us the power.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying, right?
Yes.
So we speak the name. The Holy Spirit does the work.
Amen.
It has nothing to do with us except faith. That's all we can do. If it was up to me, a lot of people would be hurting because I wouldn't be able to do anything about it.
Yeah.
I can't do anything in my own power.
Nope.
But through the power of the Holy Spirit and faith in the name of Jesus Christ,
yeah.
I can do all things.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Now, this is where we need to get back to. This is like Bible 101. This is Christianity baby 101. This is, you know, we're believers, but we're faith believers, right?
Amen.
We're not just Christians.
That's right.
You see, we believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. We believe in faith. We believe that the Word and the Word only is what we abide by. That's what we believe. Do you realize there are churches and Christians and people out there living their lives that don't believe one single word of what I just said? And they're growing big churches. I listened to a stupid thing today. And this pastor was saying, if you'll do such and such and you'll do this and that, God will then bring the magical.
Oh, my goodness.
The magical.
No.
Do you believe this now? I mean, I'm telling you, this is on radio. This is a pastor talking about God bringing the magical if you do this and this. Sounds like witchcraft to me.
Certainly does.
But you know what? It's accepted. This is what is accepted out there. And it's on one of the biggest Christian radio stations out there.
Wow.
And they even allow that to be on their station. Good thing I'm not their production manager. Yeah. Woo! But yeah, don't play with the wild man Wilcox now. Hey, come on. But you see what I'm saying? This is being accepted. This is, okay, we don't look at God as being miraculous now. We look at him as being magical. You see, we're compromising. See, and this not we, but people are compromising because if we say magical, the world understands that word. We say miracle, well, maybe 50% understand it. We say mystical, oh, they understand that real well. Right? So they're getting into this area where the pastors are now even saying these things to be accepted. That, you know, if you'll do this, and you, it's like me saying to you, okay, now if you'll be in faith, use the name of Jesus Christ, God will bring the magic.
Nope.
That's evil.
Yep.
That is evil. That's disturbing, but that's accepted in the body of Christ.
Cool.
I'll tell you what, it's not accepted in faith circle. I'll tell you that right now.
That's right.
There's not one faith preacher who would ever allow that from their pulpit.
Nope.
Thank God.
Because
that's not in here.
That's not in here.
We saw magicians do what they did in the Old Testament. We saw God counteract them.
That's right.
With what? Miracles, not magic. Amen?
That's right.
We're going to see in the end times. Why am I in this? Oh, Lord. In the end times, we are going to see evil ones doing miracles, people will believe, but it's all by the hand of the enemy.
Just like Simon.
Magic, right? Magic is what it will be. But people will look at it as miracles. They must be from God. And you know what they're going to start doing? Worshiping these people.
Yeah. They will follow.
Totally wrong. We're not to worship man.
No.
There's only one man we're supposed to worship. What is his name?
Jesus.
Jesus. That's the only man we worship.
That's right.
Period. We got people idolizing rock stars and worshiping singers and actresses and actors and doing crazy weird things just to get next to them, you know. There's weird stuff going on. We got kids in schools that now it's accepted that if you hear about a school shooting, yeah, and there's another one, when it used to shock us. When you would hear of a young person going into a school and shooting up their friends,
yeah,
it would shock us.
Yeah.
There's no shock to it anymore. Now it's like every month. Every month, same old, same old.
Every week.
Something going on. Some kind of shooting in a school. Some kind of young person hurting or killing another people. You know, they said that this last one that took place, he tried his best not to shoot his friends because he wanted the ones that he knew that he liked to tell his story. There's the problem right there. So we've got the media telling the stories of these people's lives, making them famous. So when you're off just a little bit up here, you're mentally controlled by the enemy. Guess what? I want to be famous too. And there they go. Yeah. So anyway, there's my 2 cents. I think that's 4 cents by now. So praise the Lord. So here we are, the day of Pentecost. I want revival in this house.
Hallelujah.
I want revival in your life. I want revival in my life. I want refreshing in my life. I want what the Word calls restoration.
Amen.
In my life. And let me tell you, the Holy Spirit brings restoration.
Amen.
He will restore you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It said when they came, when they had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Now, we all have to be in agreement.
Amen.
We all, there cannot be one in dissension. Not one in doubt or disagreement. See, when you're in doubt, you're in disbelief. You're in unbelief. That means you do not believe that the Holy Spirit will do this for you.
Yeah.
But if you've done something for one, He will do for another. God is no respecter of persons.
Amen.
He's no respecter of churches.
That's right.
If they're in unity and of one accord, speaking the same thing and all in faith, believing in Him and in His name. See, there's a key to all of this.
Hallelujah.
What's going on now down in Florida is going on because the body wants it.
Amen.
It's going on because the people are wanting, they're grabbing. I want to see God.
Yeah.
And we don't have that hunger here. We need it.
Yeah,
we need that kind of hunger. We need to say, you know what, I don't... You know, we're a small enough body of Christ that we know everything about each other. We shouldn't be embarrassed to get down on the floor, get on our knees, worship God, cry out to the Lord, scream and holler, spit and shave and whatever you need to do to get the hand of God to move. It shouldn't matter.
That's right.
We shouldn't care. You know me, I know you. You know each other. All we should care about is the love of God, and let's get happy with the Holy Ghost. Let's have the signs and the wonders and the miracles. Follow the preaching of the word, or not even, just show up and do it.
Hallelujah.
Do the will of God. I don't have to say a word except thank you, Holy Spirit, for being here.
Amen.
All you got to do is say, Holy Spirit, come.
Yippee.
All we got to do is be in faith and of one accord.
Amen.
And He'll show.
He will.
But there can't be dissension. There can't be doubt. There can't be, well, I wonder if He'll really even show up. Well, I wonder if I'm even worthy for Him to show up. There can't be any of that. This is not about you. You see, this is about Jesus. It's about the Holy Spirit doing the will of God. And God's will is that you be healed.
Amen.
God's will is that your heart be filled with joy.
Yes.
Your life be filled with peace.
Yes.
I mean, this is the will of God. See, He wants you blessed. In every aspect of your life.
Amen.
He wants the devourer rebuked in every aspect of your life. Hallelujah.
That's right.
All we've got to do is be in faith.
Amen.
Be in faith. We cannot doubt. We've read that out of James chapter 1. We can't be like a wave tossed to and fro. We can't be in disbelief. And then, I believe. And then, I'm not really sure. Oh, well, I kind of made a sin there, so maybe God don't like me anymore. No. No. Jesus paid for it all already. You can't... You know, this really upsets Christians. And it's none of our business as to who the judge is. We're not the judge. We don't know who we're going to see in heaven and who we're not going to see in heaven.
Amen.
It's not our business. Our business, are you ready, is our business. Take care of your own. You. Deal with yourself. And pray for others.
Amen.
Pray for them. Amen. And let God move, and let God minister to them, and let Him send laborers into the heart to help and fix them. Amen. And be one. Absolutely. If you've got the Spirit telling you to do something, do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. But we must have faith that God wants what happened here in your life as well.
Yes.
What happened in Acts chapter 2, we've got to have faith that God wants that for us as well.
Yeah, he wants that for
us. And I know he does. I know he does. So let's look at Acts chapter 3 real quick. Acts chapter 3, and oh boy, running out of time. Acts chapter 3, verse 6 says this. Then Peter said, silver and gold. This is the guy standing by the gate, laying by the gate, beautiful. And here comes, Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. I'm so powerful that when I say something, God moves. Oh, that's not what that says right there. That's kind of a weird Bible, right? But you know, there's pastors out there that believe that crap. Let me tell you what this says. It says, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Well, so what happened?
So he rose up and walked.
So he got reached down. Oh, let's read it.
Oh, yeah.
And he, meaning Peter, took him by the right hand and lifted him up. That's faith.
Praise God.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
To grab somebody who's lame and lift them up. He lifted him up. Oh, this is what's exciting. And immediately. So it didn't happen before he lifted him up. He had to have faith that no matter what, he was going to lift him up and this was going to take place. He didn't know how God was going to do it, but he had to know and have the faith that God would. So he reached down. He lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Immediately.
Hallelujah.
So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. Amen.
Amen.
What was it then that he had that he was able to give to this man? Miracle-working power?
Jesus.
And faith in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He gave him Jesus. Now, if we watch the works of Jesus, we see Jesus do miracle after miracle after miracle, right? This is what we saw. Well, Peter saw the same. Peter knew.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. If I just invoke the name which Jesus, my Lord, told me to do, he would do the rest.
That's right.
So he did it. Let's keep reading. All right. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And in verse 10, then they knew that it was he who sat begging alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Now, as the lame man who was healed held on to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch, which is called Solomon's, greatly amazed. So when Peter saw it, now this is a man of God. This is such so cool. This is such a man of God. When Peter saw it, he responded to the people, men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why look so intently at us? At us, as though by our own power or godliness, we had made this man walk. Now, I love this man right here, this Peter guy. I like this guy. He would not allow the people to begin to worship. Because this is what they were going to do. They were going to throng Peter and John just as they did the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter saw it. Now, whether it had been by the Spirit, he got the unction, hey, we got to stop this now. Whatever the case may be, the man was honorable enough to do it.
Yes.
Today, I'm not so certain that that kind of man exists. I mean, it's nice to be famous. And people look at you in awe that you're so godly. But he said, not by our own power or by our own godliness were we able to do anything for this guy.
That's right.
He stopped it instantly.
Amen.
Why? Because their faith cannot be in a man, it has to be in the Lord. Their faith cannot be in a man, it has to be in the name of Jesus Christ. Right? So they stopped it immediately. Now that's a man of God. That's what a man of God does. Amen. All right, verse 13. The God of Abraham. And so then he goes to explaining. All right, now this is what's cool. The God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied. Oh, man. In the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just and asked for a murderer to be granted to you. And killed, I mean, he's not done, man. He is going off. And killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of which you are witnesses. Oh, ha. And here you ready for this now? This is where we're going. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong. Stop. There it is. So it was just answered now how that man got healed. How did that man get healed?
By his name.
Faith in the name and by that name.
Yes.
Not by any other power. Not by any other strength. Not by how good Peter was, even though he denied Jesus three times.
That's right.
Even to the point of curse. Yep. Ran away from him. Had nothing to do with Peter. Had nothing to do with Peter. See, if it has anything to do with man, man fail. Men miss the mark. Jesus didn't. This is why he was sent.
Amen.
See, Jesus was sent because we missed the mark. We couldn't keep the standards. And God saw that. And due to God's ultimate love and grace and mercy for his people, his children, he killed his own son for us.
Yes.
Because now, Jesus was tempted in all points. Could have blown it. But he was God in the flesh. Oh man, I'm getting excited. So he didn't. He was a man without sin.
That's right.
Knew no sin.
That's right.
Tempted now in all points. But did not sin. Knew no sin.
That's right.
What a powerful man. What an awesome Lord.
Amen.
And people don't even want to read the red. People, preachers from pulpits, don't want to even preach the red because it's too demanding. What do you mean I have to believe in Jesus? I can't just be a good person to go to heaven? Hollywood believes that they're just good people. They'll go to heaven. That's why they give all the time to charities. Or hurricanes, when they take place, they throw $1 million over here. They just believe, oh, yeah, if I'm a good person, I'll go to heaven. Oh, man. Scientologists think that, hey, the spaceship's going to pick them up one day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we've got to get back to what Peter told us here. If we want to see signs and wonders and miracles, and if we want to see the presence of the power of the Holy Spirit in our house, we've got to get back to the name and faith in that name.
Amen.
You remember Hebrews 11:1 says something. It says, now faith is. Everybody say now.
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 Now faith is. Not tomorrow. It's now.
Amen.
I'm not praying, God, heal my body. I'm praying, thank you, Father, that I'm healed.
Hallelujah.
Now.
Amen. Now.
And I'm not wishing for it. I'm not looking for it to come tomorrow. Immediately he reached down and... See, faith is now.
Yes.
It's right now. We can't look to how's God going to do this. No, we look at God already has. It's done. It's over. So that's why faith is now. It's not tomorrow. It's not next week. It's not God will. I know. God will make a way. But that's it. I am, Jesus said, the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
God made the way. Oh, God will make a way for me to get out of this. He already has. It's all right in here. It's where your faith is. See, your faith is in tomorrow still. Your faith has got to be in now. Now. And that's it. It's over. What's that faith in? Faith in the name of Jesus Christ. And then invoke that name into your circumstance.
Yes.
and allow that name to dissolve your circumstance. Now.
Amen.
Amen? And if, listen, I'm telling you. If we, this wasn't just for him. This wasn't just for Peter and John. This is for all mankind. This is all for all believers, right?
Yeah.
That have one thing in common. The Word.
Yeah.
Faith in the name of Jesus Christ. We believe the Word and the Word only. We speak the Word and the Word only. And therefore, we put our faith in the name and the name only.
Yeah.
We can't have faith in ourselves.
Nope.
I can't have faith in me. Lord, have mercy. I know me. You know, I know me. Right? I know the old me. I know the new me.
Amen.
I know me. But my God sees Jesus. God sees Jesus. See, the blood that has washed me clean and cleansed me. And the Bible says that my sin is parted from me as east is from the west. And the Bible says that my sin and my iniquity he remembers no more. The Bible says that I am forgiven.
Hallelujah.
And that my sins are cleansed.
Amen. Glory.
So who am I? Well, I'm nobody, but I got faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, and I know that if I have faith in the name and I invoke that name, that the Holy Spirit has the power to get it done.
That's right.
And that's it. It ain't on me. It's not in me.
Right.
Except the Holy Spirit. Amen. I just have to do one thing, and that's have faith.
That's right.
You see, if you don't have faith, you won't invoke the name.
Right.
If you don't have faith, you won't reach down and grab a hold of by somebody and lift them up. If you don't have faith, you won't spit in somebody's blind eye. Right? I'm just being honest. You know, if you don't have faith, you won't go pray over that casket. Yeah. All right. That went over well. Praise God. All right. Let's read verse 16 again. Acts chapter 3 and verse 16 says, "And in his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know." Yes, the faith which comes through him, meaning Jesus, has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And of course, my favorite, where he tells us, it's faith in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, fear, the dictionary says let's look at 1 John 4, all right, real quick. 1 John 4. I'm not going to get this all completely done today, but that's all right. I'm getting the meat of it. In 1 John 4, verse 18, here we say, it says, "There is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves what? Torment. Fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love." All right. So fear involves torment. The dictionary, Webster's dictionary, says that fear, or the word torment, means great pain or anguish.
Yeah.
To afflict, great pain or anguish. To afflict you. This is what fear does now.
Yeah.
Fear brings what? Torment. Torment then also is to annoy or harass. This is what torment is. All right, so let's look at this for a minute. We're told not to be in fear. We're told to have faith and only believe.
Yeah.
Right? That's what we're told. This is how we've been raised by the Lord Jesus Christ in the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. By good preachers. By real men.
Amen.
We're told to believe and not have fear. To not doubt. We're told to have faith.
Yeah.
But if fear creeps in, what does fear bring? It says torment. The word torment, we talked about what it meant. Great pain, anguish, to annoy or harass. What does the devil do? He will annoy you. He will harass you. Torment to me is but what if. Torment to me is but what if. God doesn't? See, this is where believers are today. What if God doesn't heal my body? What if God doesn't pay my bills? That's annoying, isn't it? That's harassment, isn't it? It's the devil calling you up like a telemarketer, saying, yeah, but what if your God don't pay your bills? What if your God doesn't heal your body? That's torment. Well, we can't allow torment in our lives. Amen. We must be in faith. Faith in who? Faith in the name of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit to get it done. That's where our faith is. It's not in us. It's in the Word of God. It's in the faith in the name of Jesus Christ. We know that if our God promised, the Bible says He is also able to perform.
That's right.
I've got a lot of promises in here. A lot of them say that all my needs are met. All my bills are paid. A lot of them in here that say that my body's healed and made whole. I've got them in there. They say that I'm at peace. They say that I could be full of joy. Yeah, amen. They say that my arm could grow out. That my lame leg could be healed. Yeah. I mean, I got many, many promises in here. It's where I put my faith. Yeah. It's where I put my faith.
Amen.
So, as we go out of here today, you're going to recognize torment. You're going to recognize when the devil's trying to bring torment into your life. And I want you to cast him out. Yeah. If he torments you more at home, then there's something going on at home. Get him out of there.
Yeah, that's right.
Find the door, shut it. Find the window, close it. Doesn't matter what it is, get it out.
That's right.
He's not allowed to bring torment to your life.
Amen.
Unless you allow him by fear.
Right. Yeah.
But see, faith. What did it say? Perfect love casts out fear.
Yeah.
You know how easy it is to love God? Perfect love to me means perfect faith in God that He'll do what He said.
Amen.
I love my God and I know He loves me. And I shouldn't have to be concerned about this. I know He'll do what He said in His Word He'll do.
Yes,
right. So I put my faith in Jesus and in His name.
Amen.
And I know God will do it. When? Now. I believe it. I know it. And I receive it done. It's now. I'm not going to be concerned about tomorrow. Let tomorrow worry about itself, the Bible says.
Right.
I mean, there's going to be plenty of jazz going on tomorrow. So let tomorrow deal with its own things.
Right. You take care of today.
I'll tell you what, though, when it comes to the devil, don't put off today to tomorrow what you could do today, and that is cast his butt out.
Yeah.
Cast him out. Okay. Don't put off to tomorrow what you can get done today.
Amen.
Whatever it takes. We've got to, we listen, this is not about us. It's about Him. He's made us perfect.
Amen.
Lacking nothing. Well, I mean, He's made us perfect. Not we made us perfect. He made us perfect.
Awesome.
We're required. The Bible says that we are to be perfect.
Yeah.
Ooh. Wow. Yeah, even as our Father in heaven is perfect. There's a stretch. But guess what? I get it done. I get it done by how? Faith.
That's right.
Faith in the name of Jesus and through Jesus, I'm perfect.
Hallelujah.
And that's it.
That's
and I'm healed through Jesus. And I'm free through Jesus. And I'm happy through Jesus and joyful through Jesus and got peace through Jesus. And I'm rich through Jesus. I mean, we can go on and on and on. But listen, it's all about Him.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Stand to your feet. Praise the Lord. I preached so much I didn't even drink no water. What's going on in here?
Woo.
Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo. Father, I thank you and I praise you for the Holy Spirit. I thank you for Jesus. I thank you that Jesus is Lord. And Father, I thank you for your love and your compassion, your mercy and your grace. I thank you, Father, that today is the day of Pentecost. We receive the move of the Holy Spirit. We receive revival in this house and in our own homes. We receive restoration in Jesus' name. Father, I pray as we go this week that your protection be upon us. I thank you, Father, that your angels are in guarding over us and keeping us in all of our ways, that in our pathway there is life and blessing. I thank you, Father, and I call this body blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. All of God's people said, amen. I love you. God bless you. Have a great week.